Welcome to the Elkmont Coaches Show, where we bring you the inside scoop on what's going on in Red Devils football. We'll be back to talk with Coach Sean Holt right after this.
In the 30 seconds it will take you to listen to this radio ad, you could crack open a delicious Pepsi and start learning to play the electric guitar. Or the didgeridoo. You could take some photos worth untagging. Or invent a new language you speak only with your two new best friends. In this 30 seconds, you didn't do any of that. But you can now. So what are you waiting for? Grab a Pepsi and get out there. Because now has never happened before. And it only lasts for now. Pepsi. Live for now.
Distributed locally by Pepsi-Cola Bottling of Decatur.
Time again for the Elkmont Coaches Show. The Red Devils suffered their first defeat of the season last Friday to Wilson, 33-7. Coach Sean Holt visited on Saturday's Tailgate Talk Show and spoke with Tom McClung and Todd Tomerlin.
Coach, tough game last night.
Yes, sir.
It was. As you mentioned, it was close at halftime. Tell us about it.
It was 14-7 at halftime. Wilson was up on us, and we had had a chance. We were about 3 minutes left in the half. We drove down inside the territory and decided to go for a field goal and missed it. It's wide left. And so they take it back down the field and are just about to score, and we intercept one in the end zone or on the 1 yard line to stop them. So we go in at 14-7 and we're getting the ball back.
So you had a little momentum, yeah.
At half. And we get the ball back and we actually, I think, drove it about across midfield and or right at midfield and couldn't get any more and just I probably took 6 minutes off the clock driving it and they stopped us and then they took the rest of the time off the clock in third quarter and they drove down and scored and we just couldn't get that stop and that. It just kept building from there, you know.
Right.
We tried to make it, and we tried some different things. And I like our ability to throw the ball when we want to throw it, but when it becomes a have-to thing and they know it and we know it,
right?
Our offense is not built with a lot of different passing plays.
It makes it makes a big difference on the defensive side of the ball, too, when they know what's coming. It's a lot easier to defend.
I mean, we run play action, but they know we're not handing it off because we're behind. So they're not coming up on the run. So, you know, our passing game has been better this year. And even last night in the first half, we hit a real big pass to get in scoring position. Jordan Nelson, our quarterback, was supposed to boot out to the right, and they kind of got on him, and he came back running left, and one of our fullbacks reversed direction, and Jared Bailey, and he hit him for, I'd say it's 40-something-yard pass, and he got us down there, and we scored on the next play, and that's when, and we tied it up 7-7, so we can do some things in the passing game and do at times, but when we want to.
Right.
And once you get down, and like I said, in the wing tee offense, you just can't as much because they know it's coming, and even when you're faking two handoffs, you know, they're sitting back there going, all right, where are you going?
Well, you told us last week, we were talking about that pitch, you know, on the cutback.
It's very effective.
And you said, well, in order for that to work, you've got to pitch it two or three times, and then you can get, you know, get the cutback on it.
Yeah. I want to answer this. So, you know, the last couple of games before last night, you know, there was issues with cramping and things. Was that better last night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was actually one was better. Of course, cool weather, I think.
Yeah, helps a lot.
I had one that's a chronic cramper and has been now for 4 years. And last night, I finally, I don't think I've ever done this before, but he cramps at halftime. He comes in, he sits down. And when he sits down and cools down, second half. So when we come in at halftime, I sent him right on out the back door because I didn't want him on the football field and sent him right down the practice field, and he ran during halftime. Took his shoulder pads off, gave him a Gatorade and a thing of mustard and stuck him down there, and he ran for 20 minutes. he lightly jogged for 20 minutes.
And it worked.
And he didn't cramp.
And it's something, I can say that, though. You know, you go in there, and you've been using those muscles, and then they get tight, and you can make out. So, yeah, that's a good idea.
I didn't know if it was going to work, but I was at the end of my limit of what else to do with him. I said, if we need to tell you something, will tell you, on the field, fast as we can, but you don't need to be sitting in here watching what we draw up on the board.
There you go. And he goes both ways, too.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
Yeah. I won't mention his name since it's a chronic.
Everybody kind of knows it.
Yeah, I think you're right, Coach.
So he came in the door, and I said, go out the other door. And he said, can I at least take my shoulder pads off? I said, yeah, you can do that.
What about a little water or something, right?
So, yeah. We handed him the Gatorade and mustard, and he just went right on out the other side. So you come up with weird solutions.
Hey, whatever works. Whatever works.
That's funny. The Madison Academy tailback, Kerryon Johnson, committed to Auburn, by the way. I had to work that in.
Really?
They poked fun at him for drinking mustard on ESPN. They're like, have you guys never heard that mustard and pickle juice help cramps?
Those people aren't down in the South with all the humidity and all the cramping.
I would never tell him or the player that Coach speaks of, but that's just a sissy if you got to have mustard to keep from cramping. How about that?
Well, I can say this. I did a lot of looking up on cramping, and it came down to all these different minerals in your body, potassium and magnesium, and then you hear all these wives tell about things that'll help cramping.
The pickle juice.
Pickle juice is sodium.
The
magnesium is the mustard.
Okay.
The banana is the potassium.
Right.
And then the other one was use Tums.
Really?
Well, the other mineral is calcium.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, just once you just put it in a blender, get it done, just have a nice cramp shake.
And then, of course, my trainer goes, Gatorade has all that in it. And I said, well, yes, it does. But it don't seem to be getting it quite as much as they're doing this other stuff.
Not quite as concentrated.
We're going to break here. We'll be back with more of the Elkmont Coaches Show in a minute.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our plutonium account. And it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. Try Kasasa.com. KASASA.
Offered locally at Citizens Bank and Trust in Elkmont. Call 256-732-4602 or visit them online at citizensbanktrust.com. Member FDIC.
This segment of the Elkmont Coaches Show is sponsored by Aviagen, the world's leading poultry breeding company with production facilities in and around Elkmont. Aviagen develops pedigree lines for the production of broiler chickens under the Arbor Acres, Indian River, and Ross brands globally. The company is based in Huntsville with a number of wholly owned operations across the United Kingdom, Europe, Turkey, Latin America, India, Australia, New Zealand, and the USA, and joint ventures in Asia. Aviagen employs approximately 3,200 people worldwide and has a distribution network serving customers in 130 countries. For more information about Aviagen, visit www.aviagen.com. Aviagen says, go Red Devils!
We're back with the Elkmont Coaches Show and Sean Holt.
Well, tell us what you got next week, Coach.
We got the West Limestone Wildcats.
At?
West Limestone.
At West Limestone.
The second year in a row, we got to go back over there.
Okay.
Why is that, Coach?
The region. We were non-region, and we had our home and away worked out. And then when we went region, of course, you have a meeting, and you draw, and you just write your name in this money.
Right.
And it tells you where you go, and we headed back over there again. So,
it'll be a good game. They're young, but, they run a similar offense.
Yes, they do.
So,
they do.
Y'all practicing against that every day. Or not every day. I mean, obviously, but I'm just talking about in camp and stuff.
And of course,
maybe the defense
Wilson
will be ready for
runs wing too. We just played against it this last week. It's a good offense. There's a reason we're running it, too, and there's a reason it's tough. When you line up one way that you got plays that work to certain formations, so it's hard to defend everything. It comes back to the most simplest of things, and that's where we, had trouble last night. The guys up front that are more physical and rougher and tougher and handle, you can't draw up a defense that will beat any offense. Every offensive play is drawn up to block everybody. Yeah. So right. In the end, you better have somebody on your side of the ball that can whip somebody on their side of the ball. And
so they just getting a good push defensively?
They blitz and they hit a lot of gaps, which can be handled. But if it's not handled, it results in a lot of negative plays.
Exactly.
It breaks up your timing.
Yes. But we've got West Limestone in. They are young, but I know it's going to be competitive because it's West Limestone Elk.
Oh, yeah. West Limestone Elk is always a
fun game. There's a lot of energy and a lot of
they'll be ready, no doubt.
Yeah, they will be. They've gone through a rough stretch in these first few games, and they're probably looking at us as their shot to
this right here
win.
Can make up for the rest of the other games so far. Exactly right.
Just like Elkmont and Ardmore, your school borders.
Yes.
Match. And it's the same way on the other side with Elkmont and West Limestone.
Yes, it is.
The school borders match. So the kids know each other, and they've known each other for years, and it's always a big rivalry with West and Elkmont.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, kind of like Tanner and Clements, as it was when we grew up. So,
yes.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Good luck next week against the Wildcats. We are sorry about your loss this year, so that makes you 2-1 in the region.
1-1.
All right, that's not perfect what you want, but it's.
You said this was kind of a swing game.
Yeah.
With the Wilson game, but. We've seen y'all play. Y'all are tough.
Very good.
And y'all will come back.
Yeah.
I'm hoping we will.
That was Elkmont coach Sean Holt along with Tom McClung and Todd Tomerlin on Saturday's Tailgate Talk. The Red Devils will travel to West Limestone tomorrow night to take on the Wildcats. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. The Elkmont Coaches Show continues after this on WKAC. Stick around after regular season Athens High and Limestone County football games this year as we announce our IHOP Fans of the Week. Just go to the WKAC Sports page at WKAC1080.com or to PASnetwork.net and register. Then listen during the post-game shows of each Athens High and Limestone County regular season game as we pick the winner of a meal for two from the Athens IHOP. The next Fan of the Week could be you from IHOP, Play Action Sports, and 1080 WKAC. You've been listening to the Elkmont Coaches Show. If you have a question for the coach, email it to coaches@wkac1080.com or use the form on the WKAC Sports page. You can also mail it to WKAC Coaches Show, P.O. Box 1083, Athens, Alabama 35612. If you missed part of the Coaches Show, you can hear it on demand by going to the WKAC Sports page and going to the Coaches Show tab. Listen all season long for the Coaches Shows on 1080 WKAC.